Congressman Peter Roskam is joining us right now. And Congressman, you've just heard this. What is interesting to me is there was not a question nor discussion of whether he would support a special prosecutor to investigate this if he cannot, and to lead the FBI investigation of this, because the FBI is actively, at least reportedly, actively involved in an investigation. What is your reaction, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I think on balance, and I'm just picking this up just when I called in. So on balance, I think it's probably a smart move for the Attorney General to step back from these things and try and take some of the drama out of it. I think his explanation was, look, I met with ambassadors. I should have disclosed that, but I didn't. And now he's owning that to some extent. Special prosecutor role, that's a big jump. And that's not something to take lightly. And so I don't think that there is necessarily a need at this point for a discussion of a special prosecutor, but certainly independence within the Justice Department, and the appearance especially of, a straight up look at this. And then Capitol Hill obviously is going to be looking at this. The Intelligence Committee is evaluating these same types of claims of Russian influence.
The Deputy Attorney General is a woman and is an Obama appointee. I wonder, do you think that that is going to be dealt with by the Republicans on Capitol Hill? I guess you can speak for them. I wouldn't ask you to speak for the Trump White House at this moment. But for the Republicans on Capitol Hill, do you think that that would be a fair choice to be so? Because she would be the person to lead at this point. Because it would be the Assistant Attorney General, who is not a political appointee in the sense that it's not a political position, it's a career position. But she did come in under the Obama administration and was sworn in by them.
Yeah, I would think that the smart move would be to give her a wide pathway and more authority. I'm just thinking just through on the top of my head. I don't know her, but my instinct is based on this. Based on the fact that there's a career prosecutor in place to evaluate these things, at first blush, I would say she would deserve the benefit of the doubt on this type of thing.
Congressman, do you think that this statement or this press conference from the Attorney General ends the calls for perjury charges to be brought forward or for his resignation, or do you think that that continues?
Look, I think some of that will continue. It's just the nature of very sharp-elbowed politics in Washington, D.C. right now. So I think it mitigates some of those claims. And when it all comes down to it, he needs the confidence of the president in terms of being able to do the job. And President Trump was not ambiguous in his support of the attorney general. And I would say, absent any new information, this probably stems the tide. If there's new information that comes, then the dynamic shifts, I think.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's Dana Bonte. It's not I want to make
that
totally clear.
That,
yeah. Because as you recall, the Deputy Attorney mm-hmm. General stepped in on the I'd forgotten that moment where the Deputy Attorney General, see, you can't forget things. Let's look at it that way.
This is the executive order?
Yeah, because of the executive order. And then remember Dana Bonte stepped up, who had been a U.S. attorney, I believe, in South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check that too. But all right. So it would be handled still within the Department of Justice, and you feel comfortable with that. Can I just ask you right before we let you go? I know this is a very busy day on Capitol Hill. The president was out on the USS Gerald Ford today. Met with the folks out there, the Navy personnel, as well as the shipbuilders that are building that in Newport News, Virginia. And there's a lot of talk here about the budget and about his speech on Tuesday night, which I think all agree was a very powerful speech. But the question now becomes this: who's going to pay for it? And he's asking for a lot of money here for the Department of Defense. Not enough by some. John McCain thinks it's not enough, but he's asking for a lot of money. And he's asking for money in a lot of other places and says he's going to make cuts. And he's going to make the rest of the money back through 3% growth, he believes. We're at 1% growth or 1.25% growth right now in the economy. If we can get us up to 3% growth, we don't have to worry about any of this. We've kind of heard these things before, but that's speculation. You're a bit of a budget hawk. What is your thought on it?
So here is the conundrum, and we can figure this out. We've got to fix the tax code. The proposal that we're advocating right now you'd be knocking on the door of 4% growth. Now, as you're cutting taxes, though, we're proposing to do that in a revenue-neutral way. So you have rightly pointed out that this is a president who has said, hey, the entitlement programs, we're not going to touch them. Medicare, remember this in the campaign? It's fine. So we're not going to be dealing with that. Well, that's where just a ferocious amount of money is. So if that's off the table, and he wants to do an infrastructure program, and he wants to increase the Department of Defense, then where do you begin these cuts? So look, what he's in the business right now is proposing, which is a good thing. So come out, propose, be about advocating for things. When it all comes down to it, there will be some version, I think, of an increase in spending for the Department of Defense, which we need. There will be some version of an infrastructure program, which we need. And there will be cuts in other places to balance it out. Because, look, my party for the past 6 years has litigated publicly this idea that debt, it matters. $20 trillion in debt matters. And it's been described as a national security issue and so forth. So now all of a sudden, just to walk away from the question about debt, in my opinion, is not a credible position.
All right, Congressman, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Congressman Peter Roskam, right now, Violetta Powder Mac's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.